This is episode 350. Sometimes it can be difficult to figure out whether it's social pressure, your mum, your sister, the lads that you grew up with, your workmates, or fancy influences on social media that are the reason you actually want to get into personal development in the first place. Sometimes it seems like a fad, and sometimes it seems like you're doing it for somebody else. And so on this episode, I want to explore the question, when does personal development matter the most? And what to do when you figure that answer out? It's a really deep thought process that actually really matters when it comes to wanting to change yourself and your life. And if you don't get this bit right, then you're going to be failing and chasing your tail the whole journey. So let's dive in and figure it out.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Glad to have you here on another episode with me. And as you may or may not know, and if you're new here, you're about to find out. In 2024, it's my mission to coach 500 people to get control of their sugar cravings and sugar binges so they can stop yo-yo dieting, stop obsessing about food, and finally create a body that they feel confident being in. Now, the question that I've got for you is that all of the things that I just mentioned are fundamentally personal development, whether it's related to emotional eating, whether it's related to sugar addiction, whether it's related to relationship improvement, whatever it is, it's fundamentally leveling yourself up as a person. And the wonderful thing about leveling yourself up is that the same brain navigates every single part of your life, which is fantastic because if you get one part of it correct, then that flows on. It goes into the way that you manage your sleep, the way that you manage your work, the way that you manage money, the way that you manage your relationship with food. And the thing that you're specifically focused on, if we're talking about food, that might get 10% better and everything else doesn't get 0% better. It might get 1% or 2% better because it kind of flows on through the other things. And it might even be a bigger impact. But the good thing is that I really believe in the idea that the way we do anything is the way that we do everything because that same brain and the way that we think about things is the way that we think about all things in our life. Now, it brings up the question for me, when does personal development matter the most? And the reason that it brings that question up for me is because I have so many conversations with people on coaching calls about why they're doing this. Why are you on this journey? And I have this conversation with clients all of the time. And getting down to your why is really, really important because you might discover on that journey of answering why that you're actually doing a lot of things in your life, whether it be your marriage, your kids, the house you live in, your choices in career. You might be doing all of that because somebody else pushed you to do it. Somebody else wanted good things for you and you wanted to appease your parents or appease society. Or maybe you didn't even have the awareness at the time that you were just box ticking and you're just starting to come into this awareness now and realize, oh my God, like I'm doing a lot of these things that I don't really want to do. And I didn't even realize I didn't even choose them. I just kind of unconsciously did what was expected of me. And whether that be food related or alcohol related or career related, I want to ask you the question, when does personal development matter the most to you? And my answer for you in this conversation is that it matters when you're home alone at night by yourself. It matters most when nobody is watching. It matters most when you are in the solitude of your own head and your own mind. Because if you can't show up for yourself, if you don't want to show up for yourself, or if you've accepted that the way things are, you're actually totally fine with them, then that's the space that's most important because everything else is for somebody else. If you've accepted that where you are is totally fine in the solitude of your own mind, fantastic. You've basically found freedom. But if in your private life, and private, I mean, not just you and your partner, I mean, in the privacy of your own being, you have conversations late at night where you're like, oh, nobody will know that I'm eating this ice cream, or nobody will know that I'm addicted to online shopping. Nobody sees that delivery come through, or, you know, it doesn't really matter. Nobody cares. Nobody notices me. Personal development matters the most when you are having these conversations and you are in the privacy of your own life. Because when nobody else is watching, what are the choices you make? And the interesting thing is, even though nobody else saw those choices, the guilt that you feel for making them tomorrow is the accountability, is the price you pay. Because it doesn't matter if anybody else sees. They're worried about themselves anyway. But how do you treat you when it's just you? Are you interested in personally developing for yourself, or because Instagram is telling you you should look better, or your parents are telling you you should have a house by now or enough money to live your life by now, or because you want to attract a particular partner, right? Or are you doing it because I actually want better for myself? And the way to prove to yourself that you really do is that when nobody else is watching, you make a difficult choice. You make a better choice. You make a choice that is uncomfortable and moving away from what you used to do and who you used to be, even though you feel the pull towards it. It's seeing the fear and doing it anyway when nobody's watching. You might be able to tell some people you did it tomorrow. And community is really, really important for transformation, because in order for us to change our values or connect with people whose values we'd like to adopt, we need to be surrounded by people. So it's going to be difficult in the beginning. But if you do all of that in the public eye and then go home and let yourself down, is personal development really working? Or maybe a better question is, do you really want this? Is this something you want? Because it's actually okay to surrender to the fact, hey, I'm actually perfectly fine eating shit all day or drinking alcohol all the time or being addicted, you know, to online shopping or, you know, dating terrible men time and time and time again. Whatever it is, you might be happy. And if you're happy, awesome. You have my full backing. I don't want to convince anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. But most of the people that I've sat in front of in coaching calls and communities and workshops, pretty much everybody says that when they get to that space of privacy and solitude within themselves, they fucking hate themselves. They're so embarrassed. They're so ashamed when they do the things. There's so much guilt, so much self-loathing, so much self-hate that comes out of them. Right back at them, looking in the mirror, saying that you're fat, you're gross, you're ugly, you're terrible, you're weak. And so this is why personal development matters, because it's not about what the community think. It's not about what your mum thinks. It's not about whether they're happy, whether they're not happy, whether the partner wants you, doesn't want you. It's whether you want you. It's whether you can accept you. It's whether you can trust yourself. It's whether you've got your own back or you don't. And that's when personal development really matters. And that's the conversation that I want this conversation that I'm having with you right now to enter. I want this voice, this message to come up when you're at home by yourself, swinging on the door of the fridge, swinging on the door of the pantry, you know, about to Google or look up the next thing or look at porn and you know you shouldn't be doing that. You know, whatever it is for you, in the privacy of your own home and your own heart, that's when you need to show up. And I want you to think, I listened to Maddie's podcast and he said, this is when this matters. So stop right now. Put it down. Walk away. Choose something different. Don't choose nothing, because that tension will build up. So if you're walking away from the sugar, you need to walk towards something else, right? And it might be 10 push-ups. It might be calling a friend. It might be going to bed. It might be, you know, cleaning the kitchen, doing something that produces a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction on the other side. But I implore you to stop what you're doing, walk away, and give yourself just one small piece of evidence that this personal development journey you've been on is for you and that you can do it. You are more than capable of being transformative and being somebody and a version of yourself that is different than it was before. Because if who you were before or who you are now is making you depressed and miserable and sad, we don't want that. I'm guessing you don't want that either. So remember, all of this matters most when you're at home by yourself with your own thoughts, feelings, and access to food and access to alcohol and access to ordering and delivering things that nobody else knows. That's when it matters most. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, share it on social media, and I hope that you understand this is sent with love, and that in that space of difficulty, when you're feeling, you know, awful and weak and broken and failed, that it's just one tiny choice. It's just today. It's just right now. It's just the next couple of minutes. And just doing something different and giving yourself some light at the end of the tunnel is the beginning of you becoming the person you'd like to be, so that in your own company, you can actually be proud of who you are and not feel like you're hiding away from everybody else. I'll see you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is.